Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September 16th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a half a cent at 365 and a half, December wheat down 2¾ cents at 535 and a half, and November beans up 6¼ cents at 997 and three quarters. The beans rallied some 13 cents off the overnight lows to close strong here. At 7:45, there was an announcement. We sold 327,000 metric tons of beans to China, so that may be part of the rally there. There's also comments out today that China's corn production is going to be a lot less than what they were thinking. They were looking for a 4 million metric ton increase because of the typhoons. They're looking at a 5 to 10 million metric ton decrease. So, you know, I think plus some other problems they've got there, I think Chinese corn production is certainly in question here. I think they're going to be buying more corn. We've seen little trickles here and there, but I think we're going to see some strong potential buying by the Chinese in the days to come. I wasn't thrilled that we took out the 363 overnight, but we came back to close over it at 365 and a half. Like to make sure, you know, we stay over this 363, 364 area on a closing basis. It would be a little disappointing if we closed under it after taking out that double top high close. Egypt looks to be buying Polish wheat this morning. That's maybe important and of note because it wasn't Russian wheat. Maybe the Russians are starting to back off on some of the wheat sales, and there may be some room in it for the U.S. at some point. Got the dollar starting off down 21 here under 93 cents. That should be helpful as well. The weather looks warmer, drier now for the next 8 to 10 days. It'll certainly help wherever the guys can get in the fields and get some harvest done, except in the deep south where the hurricane is going to certainly mess things up down there. But for the most part in the Midwest and out toward the western states, they're going to have, you know, plenty of sunshine, warm enough temperatures that they should be starting to get some work done. And, you know, dry weather now will certainly help some late development in corn and beans. So overall, though, I still think we can see some higher prices here. Soybeans should lead it up. But, you know, at some point, I think corn should be a much stronger item than it is here today. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TTH.